With K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District, this is Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's edition of the Hort Report. Most turf grass in southeastern Kansas will be a mix of warm season and cool season grasses, usually tall fescue and Bermuda grass. Seeding new tall fescue in the spring seems like the correct choice since the turf will have the entire growing season ahead of it. Paradoxically, seeding tall fescue in the fall will give it several advantages it would not have in the spring. The first is soil temperature. Warmer soil temperatures lead to faster seed germination and turf establishment. Fall seeding gives the turf the benefit of soil still warm from the summer heat, while spring seeding has to make do with soil still warming up from the winter cold. This slower establishment in the spring leads to a potential weed problem in bare areas. Annual grasses make up the bulk of spring weeds, the most notorious being crabgrass. Because the weeds are grasses, selective herbicides used to kill grasses will also kill any new turf seedlings. Ignoring grass weeds in an effort to allow your lawn to outcompete the weeds will not help either, since the weeds are better adapted to hot summers than the cool season grasses you're trying to plant. By seeding your lawn in the fall, your primary weed enemies will be broadleaves, which can be controlled with a broadleaf targeting herbicide without harming your desirable grasses. For more information on today's topic, contact your local extension office. I can be reached at 620-724-8233 or by email at jr637@ksu.edu. Once again, this has been Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's Hort Report.